Scholastic Audio presents Spirit Animals, Fall of the Beasts, Book 4, The Burning Tide, by Jonathan Auxier, read by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1. From the Stars. The sky was falling. It had started 7 moon tides before. The elder ape of the tribe was about to commence the last feast when he spotted something in the heavens above, a small speck of light burning in the sky. But unlike the stars, this speck was moving straight toward Erdos. This was long ago, back before Kovo even had a name. He remembered his entire tribe stopping their eating to stare up through the dark canopy of trees, all of them thinking the same thing. The sky was falling. What? Kovo's mother had asked, signing the question with her black gorilla hands. The elder ape had wrinkled his grey brow and gestured with his hands.
Do not know.
Concerned grunts moved through the tribe. It was the first time Kovo or anyone else had heard the elder ape say he did not know something. Usually such an admission would mean death. The other silverbacks in the tribe would have attacked in order to take his place. But they, like Kovo, were transfixed by the light above. Kovo knew their land was surrounded by a vast ocean of stars, which spun in their own path.